Now, a moment ago, we got a call from a P1 listener who took his son and daughter to the movies, $50 on tickets, another $40 on food, or vice versa. Might have been $40 on tickets and $50 on food. Just short of $100 on what he spent. A dad last week was revealing the price of one day at Disney World. Went viral for this. Went to his social media. Took his kids to Disney World and said, here's what it cost me for one day.
Before we even got into the park, it cost me $30 just for parking. Tickets for a family of five with one child under 10 was $974. Right after our first ride, we bought two waters and three ice creams. After the second ride, they wanted a pretzel and I wanted a beer. We each ended up with a small pizza, each had a side and a small drink. Once we got to Star Wars Land, we had to buy some blue milk. The kids then snuck away and bought some Star Wars Coca-Cola. After the next ride, we went and had a churro, a water, and a margarita. We ended up at the Formata Cocina for some Mexican food. $30 for carne. Does $19 margarita, $8 corn, $30 carne asada, and then each of the kids with drinks and food. The grand total for our day was $1,391.91.
So basically $1,400 for he and his two kids to go to Disney World for the day. A lot of people are pushing back on this, saying he didn't take advantage of any of the coupons or savings that they offer. So he didn't do that. He paid full price for everything.
I will say, at this point with Disney, I'm just not surprised by any numbers.
$1,400 for the day. For three.
It's the first I've heard the video. I heard that he had released it last week. And of course, the initial reaction, it kind of follows a wave. Mm. The initial reaction was, how dare they do that?
Yeah.
And then within 24 hours, people are like, that's Disney.
That's right.
They have to charge that
because
everything has to be perfect.
That's right.
At Disney. Yep. So I don't know where the, but clearly, and is Disney pricing themselves out of the market of the average family? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you will see people tightening here shortly. I mean, things are still getting more expensive.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll see Disney start to maybe sell a lot of these kind of pricier vacation things start to suffer some.
Will they lower their prices? Doubtful. They never seem to.
Yeah, they never seem to.
You know? It's like if they're making money, and I mean, it's all supply and demand. If they get enough visitors, they won't have to lower their prices. People were surprised that he spent almost $1,400, and that was without hotel. And without travel costs. He lives in Orlando.
Oh.
So he just took the kids for one day at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, each ticket's like $130, which he said, you know, just for the day. But after a couple of days of oh my God, that's outrageous. A lot of people said, yeah, but come on, you can do it a different way. You can get like day passes at a certain website. You can try to get free parking. You could stay the night and probably spend less, that kind of thing. I don't know. Anytime we've gone to Disney, and we've been three times, and anytime we've gone, we've had a travel agent really work hard on, like, here's your dining plan.
There are people who specialize in just that.
Yeah,
exactly. The dining plan is a big deal. It gets you money off. Like, one time we went in June or July when it was really, really hot.
Oh, yeah. You took the advantage of the dead of summer package.
Exactly. That's right.
It's our heat stroke plus.
Yeah.
I pushed for that. Mm-hmm. I pushed for
ambulance ride included.
Yes. And the reason was it was free dining.
Get your choice of Huey, Dewey, or Louie as your ambulance driver.
It's wonderful. And when you get the free dining, man, that makes a huge difference.
More churros? Yes.
Yes. That's the one where my wife was walking across the parking lot and her Apple Watch started to say,
that was the one time she didn't care for the watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If she'd have flung it across the parking lot.
Like, shut up.
No.
How dare.
This thing does get annoying sometimes.
Should I call?
You want me to record your workout? I'm not working.
Should I call 911?
No.
No.
As we know.
Your heart's in the red zone. You okay?
As we know, my heart is out of rhythm. And at least twice a day now, I get these alerts saying, hey.
Yep.
Heart. AFib, hey. And I'm like, shut up. I know.
Can you not tell it? Look, I'm going into AFib. Don't,
like, I'm
don't
just
alert
there,
me.
Yeah.
You know, don't alert me to that.
I don't think there's a setting for that.
Yeah. I guess I could just turn off all the health settings, which I know I haven't, shocking, I haven't done yet. But
no, I guess
I think they're on or they're off.
Yeah, you can't really override. Look, I'm in AFib. I know it.
I'm aware.
Well, I like having my step count at least.
That's good.
What's your over? Never mind.
We should do the over under.
No, let's not.
Under. Go under the step.
Is it? Is your step count per day less than our friend who took his kids to see Minecraft?
Yeah, that's 92.
Well, it's 92 just to get in here.
That's right. 92 steps. He'd go back out later. That'll double that.
Yeah.
This is for you, Biggie. I don't know any of these technology in the news. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has announced its class of 2025. They're all video games.
Okay.
Have you played?
These are in or they're nominees?
These got in. These are the four.
Well, there's been some big video game news recently. So like,
these are the four.
Grand Theft Auto's pushed another year, so I'm going to have to survive another year at least.
What do you
I'm
mean,
sorry, Biggie?
There's no new Grand Theft Auto?
No, that's Grand Theft Auto 6 has been in the works for, 10, 15 years. It was supposed to come out in the fall. They've now announced it's going to be the spring.
Oh.
And I have to live long enough to play it.
Goals.
Scribble that down for his memorial.
I mean, they're saying it's
going to
be...
Grand Theft Auto.
It's going to be like nothing anyone's ever experienced, and I have to experience that.
Maybe they're pushing it out so you'll live longer. Maybe they're saying, we know there's this one little boy.
I don't know if they have Grand Theft Auto 6 in heaven. Mm. I don't think it'll make it.
Somewhere Biggie's up there shooting hookers and stealing cars.
Yeah. I feel like that's not going to be allowed in heaven.
Loved it.
And since I've now found my way back to the Catholic Church, I feel like I,
found your way back.
New Pope,
he's brought me back.
Here are the games that made... Now, this could be from any era of video game. In fact, some that were nominated but didn't get in, Frogger is not in the Video Game Hall of Fame.
That's shocking.
Should be there, you'd think. Chris Timmino, this. Mattel Football, the handheld...
Oh, yeah.
The little handheld game?
That was nominated, didn't make it.
I know.
Angry Birds.
That's when I tapped out.
Yeah, me too. Angry Birds did not make it in.
I don't... Okay, so now we're going to start hitting these...
What's a game?
Because to me, that's not a video game. That's a game that started on your phone.
And I know, but it is still a video game, right?
I guess it is. I don't consider, but now there's so much crossover.
I mean, some of these are played... Like Frogger was on its own standalone
arcade game.
But for some reason, I consider that a game.
Well, definitely.
More than I do something on your phone.
But just because it's on your phone, if it is video... I mean, it is technically a video game. I remember reading a stat once that the most played video game ever is Angry Birds because it had such a moment there.
Yeah.
But it is on the phone, so it's just a different vehicle.
And I feel like on the phone is different because I think people would play something on their phone who wouldn't play video games. Like, they don't consider it.
Probably true.
It's just a time filler?
Yes, exactly.
Probably true. Like, is Wordle a video game? No. It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
So I don't consider that. This one didn't make it either. NBA 2K, which is huge.
What? That is shocking.
Nominated, didn't make it.
That'll make it there eventually.
Call of Duty 4, nominated, didn't make it.
I don't know what 4 was.
Modern Warfare, they call it.
Oh, yeah. People loved it. I mean, that was the first Call of Duty that was kind of up to the times.
I think your son played that one, didn't he, Kelly?
Yeah, but we turned off the blood.
We don't
think we're not good parents.
He got Modern
Warfare Call of Duty 4 when he was 12, but we had the blood turned off. Here are the ones that made it. 1981 arcade game, Defender. I don't know it.
I don't know that one.
I think I remember watching a lot of people play that one. Defender. I don't even remember how it goes, but that was enormous. It changed arcade. That you would see that pop up in places you never saw video games.
Yes. It says it raised the bar on difficulty from simpler things like Space Invaders. Suddenly it was like a real skill.
Is that the horizontal one where you had to fly over mountains and shoot?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because, Space Invaders, they came down the screen.
Yeah.
We had Defender, I want to say. My friend had it on his Atari.
It looked way more complex.
It is.
I never played it.
That's it. Disclosure, I'm no good at video games. Okay, I just am not any good. I love Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man. Krispy Kreme's just got a new special out where they're selling Pac-Man-themed donuts for the 45th anniversary of the game. Pretty cool.
That's a big deal.
That's cool.
It's a big deal.
Now, Pac-Man has to be in the Hall of Fame,
I'm sure it already is.
I'm sure, yeah.
These are just the ones that went in for this year. 1996 follow-up to Doom called Quake. Quake is a video game.
Never played that.
It's a. It introduced the first 3D engine that's still in use today.
Okay.
That's
a big
3D.
Deal.
What's an 3D engine?
I don't know.
It means it feels more 3D.
More lifelike.
Yeah.
GoldenEye 007.
Absolutely.
My buddy Phil used to play that.
Yeah. I mean, especially for my generation, that was the one. And they still bring it up in all these like nostalgia posts. It's like, take me back to Friday night where I had GoldenEye, Pizza Hut, and a Surge drink.
Yes. Released in 1997. One of the best-selling Nintendo 64 games of all time.
Yeah.
GoldenEye 007. I remember it.
Still popular, by the way. There's companies now that just specialize in old video game systems and video games, and I just watched one of these videos of a guy saying, I still sell a ton of gold. When I get a golden eye in, it's immediately gone.
How are you not working in that field, Kelly?
Exactly.
Nostalgia?
Mm-hmm. I should be in nostalgia.
For 80s, 90s video games?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm on Facebook.
Speaking of nostalgia, is it 2005 already?
Hold your applause.
Somebody the other day put up a photo saying, unless you lived it, you have no idea how sweet this was. And it was a television set with an Atari perfectly hooked to it and like 10 games in the little
cartridges.
Yeah.
God, it brought back so many great memories now. Atari in the
all the feels.
Mm-hmm. I had it. I really did. The last one that was put in, Tamagotchi. You know Tamagotchi?
Well, those are the pets?
These are the digital pets.
Yeah, I think it was a little keychain pet. My sister had it. That's all I remember.
Digital pets introduced in 1996. I guess it became a video game because they did put it in the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Didn't you have to keep them alive?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like a little thing. I mean, it was truly like a little keychain thing that you had to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think people were getting in trouble for taking them to school because they didn't want to let their Tamagotchi pet die.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The two that I know of here that made it in are the GoldenEye game and Defender. Those were huge. I guess they all are, though. Video gaming has become a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has. It has.
Sizzle it, Dick.
I mean, I don't know, but video gaming now has become a big deal. I want to hate it, but I played them too when I was younger. I just was never any good at them, unfortunately. Miss Pac-Man's my beat. My game.
There's one downstairs you can play anytime in the break.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not down there more.
I notice everybody that plays eventually gets fired.
Well, there is. That's
my God,
true.
You're right.
The top three scorers are gone.
It's like, whose initials are these? Remember him? He was here a year ago. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.